This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Love Matters Most.
If you want your life to count, you have to focus it. You don't have time for everything. Everybody agree with that? And you don't have time for everything, and not everything is of equal value. Now, Jesus said there are two things that are more valuable in life than anything else. He said it's love, loving God and loving each other. But one of the verses we looked at last week is this one that's at the top of your outline, where Jesus was asked, what is the most important command? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind. This is the first and greatest command. And the second most important is similar. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Now, I want you to circle most important and second most important. God says these are the two things that matter most in life, love for God and love for people. He says if you get these two things, you got it. When God created you, have you ever thought about why didn't he just take you to heaven? Why did he put you on earth? You're only here for 60, 80, maybe at the most 100 years, and you're going to live for eternity in heaven or hell. Why didn't God just create you and take everybody to heaven? Why did he put us here on earth for 80 or so years? The Bible is very clear about it, that God puts you here on earth to do two things, to learn to love God and to learn to love other people. Life is one giant lesson in love. Life is not about acquisition, how much I get. It's not about accomplishment, how much I do. It's not about achievement, how much I earn. It's not about all the other things that we're told life's about, because all of that you're going to leave behind. You're not taking your career to heaven. You're not taking your car to heaven. You're not taking your China to heaven. You're not taking your house to heaven, but you are taking your character. You're taking you. And God puts you on earth for 80 to 100 years so you can learn to love. Life is all about learning how to love. And Jesus says here, the two most important things in life are learn to love God with all your heart, and learn to love everybody else. He says, you get that, you got life. If you don't get that, wrong answer, you just wasted your life. So in conclusion, thank you all for coming to Saddleback Church. That's what I want to point out today. And we're going to talk about the priority of love. Now, we know love's important, but we forget it. And we get so distracted by other things. So this morning, we're going to look at what I call the three laws of love. And if you're going to ever be a great lover, you're going to learn to really love God and learn to love other people. You've got to learn and keep in your mind the three laws of love. Here's law number one. The best use of life is love. That's law number one. The best use of life is love. God says you need to make learning how to love your number one priority, your primary objective, your greatest ambition, your life purpose. More than anything else, he says, you need to say, I want to learn how to be a loving person, how to love God and how to love other people. Now, why does he say that? Four reasons. Four reasons why love is more important than anything else. Number one, love validates my faith. Love validates my faith. What does that mean? It proves that I really am in God's family. It proves that I really am going to heaven. It proves that I am, quote, saved, that I've been born again, that I'm a part of the family of God, that I'm on the right side, not the wrong side. He says the proof of that is love. It validates your faith. You know, if you ever go to the White House, Before they let you in, you have to authenticate or validate your identity. You have to prove that you are who you say you are. They don't just let anybody into the White House. And you have to take some documents, and sometimes you take a thumbprint, and there's all different kinds of things in order to validate that you are who you say you are before they'll let you into the White House. Now, that's true with a lot of things in life. You can't just walk up to an ATM and say, give me some money. You have to validate that that card really belongs to you by putting in a PIN code. And in order for you to get into heaven, you have to validate your identity. You have to prove that you really are a child of God, that you have trusted Christ, that you know Him, that you have a relationship with God, that you know God. And how do you validate that identity? The Bible says God just looks at your lifestyle and says, do you love? Do you love God with all your heart? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Notice this verse. The Bible says, whoever does not love does not know God. Boy, that's pretty clear. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. The reason why God wants you to learn to love on earth is because He wants you to become like Him. In fact, look at this verse up here on the screen. 1 John 4:20 says, if we say we love God, but we hate others, we're liars. That's pretty blunt. We're liars. For we cannot love God whom we have not seen, if we do not love others whom we have seen. Love validates my faith. It proves I really am a child of God. Number two, love integrates my life. Love integrates my life. In other words, it becomes the dominant life principle by which everything else in my life is integrated. My social life, my financial life, my church life, my work life, my sex life, my friend's life, every other part of my life becomes integrated by love. You need to have something at the core of your heart that draws your life together. Otherwise, your life's just fragmented. You do a little this, a little that, a little this, a little that. When your life is fragmented, when your life is segmented, you lack integrity. Integrity means your whole life is integrated. It's a whole. It's one. Now, last week we talked about everybody's got a dominant life principle. That means everybody builds their life around something. Some people build their life around money, getting rich. Some people build their life around fame, becoming popular. Some people build their life around success. Some people build their life around sex. Some people build their life around a hobby. There's lots of things you can make your dominant life principle in your life. But what you need is something that's so strong at the center, it's not going to fall apart when trials come, when tribulation, when problems, when the rogue winds, the emotional earthquakes and the financial hurricanes and all of the things of life hit you and batter you. You better have something at the center of your life that's going to hold you together, or you'll come apart. The Bible says the only thing strong enough to do that is love. Love for God and love for each other. It becomes the center and it brings everything else into focus. Notice this verse. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything else together. Ties it all together. It integrates my life. Number three, and this is a big one, love compensates for my sin. Love compensates for my sin. Now, this is really good news when you understand it. It means that when I blow it, when I make mistakes, when I sin, when I make faults and fumbles, that God says, you know what? My first question is not, did He sin? My first question is, does He love me? Does He love my son, Jesus Christ? Does she love me? Because if she does, we're going to just cover over that sin. We're going to compensate for it because we know that he's imperfect or she's imperfect. What matters most is, do they love me? Look at this next verse. Let's read it aloud together. 1 Peter 4:8. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. What does that mean? Love covers a multitude of sins? Well, it has two meanings. First, it means when you love Jesus Christ and He loves you, it covers up all your sins that you've ever done. When Jesus Christ came to earth and died on the cross and stretched out His hands, He said, I love you this much. This is how much I love you. I'm willing to die for you. And I'm willing to pay the punishment for all the laws, the moral laws you've broken. And I'll take your rap. I'll do your time. I'll serve your sentence. I'll pay your debt. And Jesus says, because I love you, everything you've ever done and everything you ever will do that is wrong will be forgiven. Is that good news, by the way? That is good news. That is very good news. And the Bible says that the love of Jesus Christ covers my sins. He says, we're going to like take a blanket. We're just going to cover it all up. Nobody can see it. Because I want you, God says, in heaven. Heaven's perfect and you're not. So we got a problem. We got to deal with all of your imperfections. Jesus says, I will go to earth. I will die for them. I will die on the cross. I will show them how much I love them. And my love, if they will accept my love, it will cover all their sins so they don't have to pay for them anymore. That's good news. The other thing this means when it says love covers a multitude of sins is once I've been forgiven, God gives me the power to let other people off the hook. I've been forgiven, and I can forgive others. He gives me the ability to let people off the hook, to cut them some slack. And we talked a little bit about this last week. If you find somebody who is judgmental, they're self-righteous, they're always putting other people down, they're critical, they're always negative, they're always harping at perfectionist things, it means they don't feel loved themselves. They've never experienced the grace of God. Because when you understand how much you've been forgiven, you just start cutting a lot of other people some slack. When you understand how much you've been graced by God, you just start being more gracious with other people. You just don't get as angry as you used to. You don't get as impatient as you used to. You don't get so upset when other people blow it. Because you know how much you've been forgiven, and now you are able to cover the sins of others. Love covers the multitude of sins. And God says, I want you to experience my love so you can pass it on to other people. And you can be gracious and forgiving and merciful and cut people some room when they blow it and they make mistakes. Love covers. Now, the history of the world is that God uses imperfect people. He uses, quote, sinners to get the job done. He uses everybody who's imperfect but who loves him. One of the great stories in the Bible is the story of King David. He was the king of Israel. And David was not exactly a perfect guy. In fact, he blew it a lot. He lied. He cheated. He stole another guy's wife. He committed adultery. And then he had that guy murdered to cover up his sin. Not exactly a nice guy. But the one thing about David is that when David blew it, he admitted it quickly. And he would repent quickly and says, I'm so sorry, God, I shouldn't have done that. I blew it, and I really love you. And David, even in the middle of all of his mess ups, he loved God. He says, I want to do what's right. I don't always do it, but I want to do what's right, and I love you, Lord. And God says about David, that is a man after my own heart. Now, that's both confusing and comforting. It's confusing. How can you say that guy's a man after your own heart? He's just blowing it and making all my... And then it's comforting because he says, you know what? I'm going to cover over his sins because he loves me. Now get this if you don't get anything else. More important than you being perfect is that you love God with all your heart. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. In fact, he knows you can't be perfect. In fact, you stopped being perfect a long, long time ago. So forget that one. And what matters is not that you haven't screwed up in life or messed up in life. What matters is, do you love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself? God says if you do that, it will cover a multitude of sins. Isn't that good news? Do you know why God uses me? It's not because I'm so handsome. It's not because I'm perfect. Oh, no, no. Your pastor, I sin a lot. I make a lot of mistakes. I have weaknesses. I have faults. I have failures. I flub up. I make bad decisions. And in spite of all my sins, God uses me in spite of my imperfections. Why? Because God knows in the depth of my heart, I love Jesus Christ. I love him with all of my heart. I will always be grateful for the fact that my past has been forgiven, I've got a purpose for living, and I've got a home in heaven. And I love God with all my heart. And God looks down and goes, you know what? In spite of Warren's goof-ups, he really does love me. And I'm going to use him. And that's what God wants to say about you. You see, I want people to be able to say about me, that guy loves God. And that's what I want people to be able to say about you, that you love God. Why? It's the most important thing. It validates my faith, shows I really am a follower of God, that I know him. It integrates my life because I treat everybody the same way. I love them all. It compensates for my sin. God says, yeah, he messes up a lot, but he really loves me. And he loves my son, Jesus Christ. Then there's a fourth thing that God does, love does, is love reverberates forever. What does that mean? It means it goes on and on and on and on and on. Love reverberates forever. It echoes into eternity. In fact, it's the only thing in your life that's going to last. It's the only thing in your life that's going to last. Everything else you do is temporary. But every single loving action is going to go on for eternity, and God's going to reward it in eternity. In fact, the Bible says this. These three things continue forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. He said it's going to continue forever. If you want a legacy to last, you want people to remember you, love. Love lasts. In fact, nothing else does. I hate to tell you this, but people are going to forget all your work. And people are going to forget all your wealth. And people are never remembered for what they made. They're remembered for what they gave away. They're remembered for their love.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Jesus said, "There's nothing more important than loving God and loving others." That's why Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit that comes with a 6-session DVD and workbook. In these sessions, Rick shows you how to allow love to become your dominant life value simply by focusing on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness. We'll send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Your prayers and your gifts are taking God's message of hope across our nation and around our world. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us how God is using this ministry to change lives.
Today I want to share a note from Dion with you, who listens to Daily Hope, and she came to faith in Jesus along with her husband. Isn't that wonderful? Here's what Dion wrote. Pastor Rick, a couple of years ago, I would describe myself as a person who believed in God, but definitely was not a Christian. My husband started listening to pastors on YouTube, and he started sending me your different videos, and you spoke my language. Your explanation about Jesus Christ described the person I was striving to be more like. I then found your podcast at Daily Hope and A Purpose-Driven Life, and even the Daniel Plan. Basically, I became a super fan. You always emphasize the need for a church home and small groups, and I began asking God to lead my husband and I to find the right church home. Well, the third church that we tried just happened to be a church where we attended a weekly AA meeting for over 3 years, and we loved the Sunday messages from the very first service. It felt like home. They have small groups like you talk about, and we jumped into attending the small group meetings weekly, and within 2 months, we both got baptized and are now official members of our church. I truly believe God allowed you to plant this seed in our souls. That led me to want a deeper relationship with God through Jesus. I'm now a Christian that's working to spread the love of Jesus to others. thank you so much. I pray that you can continue being a vessel for others who seek Jesus. May God bless you, Dion. Well, wow, Dion, I am so encouraged to know that you and your husband became followers of Jesus. And it's always so exciting to hear how God uses our simple, small steps of faith to make a lasting difference in our lives. You know, those of you who are listening right now, did you notice that Dion and her husband also got baptized and they joined a local church and they're part of a small group? Have you done that yet? If you haven't, I want to encourage you to do that. I hope though everybody listening here will find a church family, will get baptized, will join a church family and get involved there. This is how we grow in the body of Christ. We need each other. We're better together.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.